big color, bigger savings. Sherwin-Williams Super Sale is here. Get 40% off paints and stains June 5th through the 11th with prices starting at $30.89. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
This is a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow. Live from Wildcat Golf Club on Alameda, this is The Bench.
The Bench
on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Here's John Granato.
Oh, it's official now. Elmer walked in. Let's go. Bianca brought us. What are you guys going to order?
You keep talking about the pastrami on the pretzel.
I like it, bro. I'm telling you. It's got the hot Dijon mustard. Makes it spicy, Del. This is you. I'm telling you. I'd use the American cheese, not the Swiss.
I told you about my spice. It has to be ingrained into the actual meat itself.
Oh, yeah. Well, they got the buffalo chicken sandwich. You can get that.
I don't think we're ordering just yet, but are you ready to go?
Not yet. Okay. Well, unless he wants to
order. You want something, Lance?
He's just sitting around doing nothing. If you do stay, you have to work. You don't have to leave. So we're live out here at Wildcat Golf Club, where tournaments are back, baby. They've got, I think, four this month, and they've got a bunch next month. But if your tournament got canceled and you need a place to play now, they got two wonderful 18-hole golf courses out here. CCA is out here today. We'll probably talk to somebody, Eric or Taylor or somebody from over there, and give you the lowdown on what's going on with the CCA, great 501 charity, 501c3 charity. And it is all good stuff. And so we're out here today raising money for the Coast Conservation Association at Wildcat Golf Club. So it's good stuff. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in here. 713-780-3776, the number to call. College football, Del, we haven't really touched on it. Anything stick out for you this weekend?
Other than laughing at Florida State? I'm trying to think.
Oh, the Big 12. Pissed about Jake losing that game.
Yeah, that was harsh. Jake Spavital, friend of the show, coaches at Texas State. They've had an interesting couple weeks. They've pushed SMU in a game they weren't favored at. They've actually had their first two games at home. UTEP got up with the pick six, I think. I think even the announcer after the pick six was like, that'll put it away. I think he said something along those lines. And then Texas State fought back, scored, and then got a return that would have given them the lead if not for the missed extra point.
Tied the game with a minute five left.
And they missed the extra point. But freshman kicker, was it?
Freshman.
So instead
he made everyone before that.
Pressure happened. So instead of going up 42-41, goes in the overtime. They eventually lose that one. Still a really good showing. The first couple weeks I've been – Texas State has looked pretty good, and they've had to deal with some COVID issues with the quarterback position. Still found a way to look really good on offense at times. But as far as the overarching view, the mid-tier of the Big 12 was atrocious. And then Kansas is at the bottom tier, but K-State and Iowa State, those are teams that people think have a shot to be
relatively
good.
Iowa State was
good.
A top 25 team.
I know. They were bad. They got dominated by Louisiana. And they were this wasn't one of those games where a couple of things happened that went Louisiana's favor.
No.
Even though they did have a couple returns for touchdowns, I believe. They were just better on the line. Brock Purdy, the second best proven quarterback. We'll see what Spencer Rattler is as far at Oklahoma, but behind Brock, third best. Spencer, what's his name? Sanders at Oklahoma State. You got Sam Ellinger, and then you have Brock Purdy, all in the same kind of group there. And Brock Purdy was terrible.
Had a chance to be the player of the year in the Big 12,
and it didn't start off well.
Boy, that looked bad.
Yeah,
that looked really bad.
Big
ups to Louisiana.
Yeah, Louisiana, and also Arkansas State, who lost at Memphis. The week before, and maybe that speaks to playing a game, getting a game in. They played Memphis on the road and played relatively well, and then they go into Kansas State, and that receiver, Adams, number nine, just a matchup problem. We talk about DeAndre Hopkins being an 80-20 guy. That was said about this Adams in the game. Like, you throw it up to him, forget about it. He's going to make the play. And he did. He caught the game-winning touchdown. Arkansas State has a kind of a platooning quarterback system, but they got it done. And that was probably my biggest takeaway. The Big 12, they're mid-tier teams. The teams who are dark horse, I guess you would call them, weren't good at all on Saturday.
Well, and you want to be as deep as you possibly can in your conference, right?
Yeah.
So that, you know, a win over – not Kansas, that never means anything.
No.
A win over Kansas State, a win over Iowa State, it means something.
We got a call saying no. That doesn't matter. Remember, we just had a call. Or not it happened earlier in the show.
It absolutely matters.
Doesn't care if everyone sucks. And like I said, when he called, on a week-to-week basis, laughing at your rival if they lose out of conference to a team they're not supposed to lose to, that's funny. It's fun. Even Florida State losing to a conference team in Georgia Tech was fun for me, considering my team won on Thursday. I didn't have the misery of watching them lose, which they've done quite a bit over the last couple of years. But overall, you want – if you think – if at Texas, this was a guy who was a fan of Texas, if you think your team is good, you want the other teams to be good, because there's no guarantee you're going undefeated. So if you lose a game, you want another opportunity against a good team later. And the Big 12, so far, not doing their top-tier teams any favors. That was a bad weekend. And people are going to remember that going forward. Without a lot of teams to watch, people watched a lot of Big 12 football. And it was bad for the Big 12 over the weekend. And Texas Tech, by the way, nearly losing to HBU. Didn't help the Big 12.
That didn't help either. No.
Yeah, the Big 12.
While that was all going on, Texas Tech is struggling mightily.
And the Big 12's best two teams, how many people actually saw them? First of all, OU was on pay-per-view, and Texas won the Longhorn Network. How many people nationally actually saw the Big 12's best teams?
No, they just saw the numbers, they see the scores, that's it. Those games didn't matter.
Yeah, I get that there are a certain amount of games that will be on the Big 12, the Longhorn Network. But in this type of season where there are less options, you might want to get your best two teams in front of as many eyes as possible. Why is OU's game a pay-per-view game? Why they couldn't have found a way to put that game on Fox someplace? Fox Sports 1?
Don't they want to make as much as they can?
I get the aspect. They've done that in the past. I get why they're doing it. But there weren't a lot of games on. People probably wanted to see Spencer Rattler play. No one got to see him play.
Well, you did.
I saw highlights. I didn't see him play.
Oh,
you people didn't know, but it's the rest of the country. Wouldn't you want to get your team in front of as many eyes as possible on a consistent basis?
I couldn't care less what Spencer Rattler did against Missouri State, though.
People would have tuned in to see him play.
Would they?
Yes.
Would they?
A new quarterback at OU, see if they can continue what they've been doing. I think people nationally, the opinion makers, would have probably tuned in. I don't know how many people got to see that. But whatever. The Big 12 overall stunk. It was not a great weekend.
Chase, he married a Texas Tech girl just a month
and he's
ago.
An HBU girl.
He's
HBU
an HBU
guy, right?
Guy.
Yeah. So,
oh my God,
I wonder what that house was like.
He said, "I'm glad I wasn't banished to my couch for a month for that game." You would have been. That would have been it for you, pal.
But they covered, I guess, if you bet on them that way. That's what Chase said earlier. HBU covering winners, babies.
That's right. You got the win. I got the money. That's all that matters. That's all.
But really, didn't she get the money too?
No, she's the one with the money, bro.
Oh, I didn't know. I don't know the relationship.
Yeah. No. Don't worry. She's doing okay. She's doing just fine. So Chase got the money, and Chase got the money.
Yeah.
So there you. It's a win-win, Chase.
So that couch would have been nice.
Yeah. Louisiana Tech AD Tommy McClelland hired at Vanderbilt as a deputy athletic director. Tommy McClelland was a guy here.
So he leaves the head job at LT, Louisiana Tech, to go take
a deputy athletic director.
At
Vanderbilt.
Probably got more responsibility. Probably a bigger prestige being the deputy at Vanderbilt than it is to be the head guy at Louisiana Tech.
Yep. Anything. Now here's the stuff. Let's go. Want to eat? Anything surprise you? Well, obviously there was a lot of surprises. I'm not surprised at all though about Indianapolis struggling.
No,
not in the least.
And they got off to a good start, too. They were up, not by a lot, but maybe two scores, and then all of a sudden I look up again in Jacksonville. Maybe it was like 14-7. I thought, okay, Indianapolis seems to be doing pretty good offensively. And all of a sudden I look up and Jacksonville's back in the game and they take a lead. But it's the Phillip Rivers effect. Forget about his inability as far as getting the ball downfield. Every game he's in is like that. every game.
Yeah.
Partly because of who his limitations and partly because of the team he's on. It happened for the Chargers. They were away from Phillip Rivers, and they were still in a last-second, how's-it-going-to-go-down type of game. This time they won because it wasn't on their kicker. It was on someone else's kicker to make a kick and to send it into overtime after A.J. Green got called for offensive pass interference. That would have actually won the game because he caught a touchdown in the front corner of the end zone. Randy Bullock. I mean, the slander we threw at Randy Bullock in the group chat, I don't think we can bring it to the air. You weren't thrilled with him.
You remember? Oh, no. Randy Bullock comes back to what the bleep? How in the world is Randy Bullock coming back to haunt me? What the hell?
Your love of Joe Burrow and what a celebration you would have had.
That was a nice drive, though.
It was.
It was a great drive.
And it might speak to why don't you put him in that two-minute, somewhat high-tempo offense more. That's what he did at LSU.
Yeah.
I mean, he looked his best outside of the design run that he ran in for a touchdown from about 20-plus yards out. He looked his best on that drive. Why wouldn't you do that?
You make that your, I don't know. Del, when you see what he did last year, no, let's go to pro style instead of playing the way that they played.
Now, there may be some questions about protecting him, but his ability to get the ball out, you would think, and his accuracy, you would think, hey, let's go four or five wide all the time, up-tempo, and see what we can do. Because before that point, I mean, the numbers speak to it. He threw the ball 36 times, completed 23, under 200 yards. We know that's a far cry from what he looked like at LSU, but why wouldn't you give him every opportunity? Spread it out, let him make a decision, and let him throw the ball.
And by the way, he puts it on the money where he throws it. Yeah, no, he doesn't have the biggest arm, Lance, but he threw the outs just fine.
Well, and a lot of that stuff, particularly in the on that drive, was short side of the field stuff, but he was accurate, fit the ball in between a couple guys. It wasn't so much down the field or even intermediate, but 7-8 yards at a chunk at a time, was moving the ball down the field. I think he had a couple maybe 15 to 20 yard throws, and they were moving down the field, and his poise came through again. What we saw at LSU, not that he had many fourth quarter comebacks, they were ahead of everybody, but he marched them down the field, threw a touchdown that got called back, and had them set up to at least tie the game.
And he really didn't have a run again.
No.
I mean, Mixon had 69 yards, and Bernard had 20 carries. I mean, he ran eight times.
Yeah,
he was their second leading rusher, and that's going to happen quite a bit. He's going to run because he can, but man, oh, man, oh, man. Fat Aggie kicker, make a kick.
Yeah, well, we remember what Randy Bullock was like here, and he duplicated that effort in Cincinnati.
Hey, somebody said, I don't know why they said, but John, has John taken his CBD oil? Is that why he's, I don't know, something? I said something that somebody said, ooh, John must
You had the munchies because you drove to Wildcat for a sandwich.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. And no, that's not, I didn't have the munchies.
Yeah, that's right. No, I don't.
I came here to have lunch. Now, do I have the munchies sometimes? Yeah.
I don't think CBD is like, no, we don't.
No.
The active ingredient in our thing doesn't cause the munchies.
No. There's no THC in it. So, by the way, yeah, I'm making fun. But I did feel more mellow. And you do feel more mellow. You do. I mean, honestly, if you've got anxiety, you will feel more mellow after you take CBD oil. And American Shaman CBD oil is the best of it because it is water-soluble. Oil and water don't mix, right? Well, it does in this case because they have the special formula that makes oil and water mix. And so when you drink it, it flows through your body evenly as opposed to hitting spots and not hitting spots. So if you're looking for the best way to get the CBD oil and feel better, okay, I'm telling you, American Shaman CBD oil is great. And they are extremely, extremely knowledgeable, and they ain't afraid to give away free samples. All at shopcbdtx.com. 30 locations around the city, from Katy to Beaumont to from Conroe to Galveston. Shopcbdtx.com.
ESPN 97.5. This is a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow, live from Wildcat Golf Club on Almeda. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's John Granato.
Michigan is the only state requiring players to wear masks during practices and competition. Could that impact the pending Big Ten vote to bring football back?
For high school?
You're going to make...
Is that what they're doing?
Like, is
because they just brought, they just decided in the last week or so to bring back high school football, I think. Is that what, is that?
And they have to wear masks during the game?
I've seen players do it. It's voluntary, but I've seen college football players
well,
do it.
Well, this says to require them.
Yeah, I don't I don't know if we're talking mask or can you wear like a gaiter or some type of face covering. But I actually saw it in the NFL on a couple of players as well, so it can be done.
You saw it on a couple of NFL players? I didn't see that.
Yeah, I saw it a couple times. Not much, maybe one or two guys, I think, just passing. And I said, that guy's wearing a mask. I think I saw it in college as well. So I could see it being done, and I don't know how effective the masks are. They may just be nothing more than a face gaiter, to be honest with you. And Michigan was one of the – it was late to the let's let football happen, so I could see them doing that. I don't know. I don't know if you – I don't think the Big Ten will do it. And does that mean – will they have to get a special exemption to allow Michigan State and Michigan to play? I saw a report also that if the Big Ten votes, even if there are some dissenters, it won't be a – okay, you don't want to play. You dissented. You don't want to vote. You're floating no, so you don't have to play. If they play, even if you dissent, you're going to have to play. That's what I've seen. There won't be a dissent. There won't be an opt-out option for the teams. Now, a player could do it, but I don't think they're going to let Rutgers, who has been very vocal about not doing it, to opt out. So a lot of things to work out, but that would be weird if Michigan and Michigan State are the only schools forced to wear a mask on the field. And does if a game's in the state of Michigan, does that mean Ohio State has to wear a mask or Penn State, whoever goes there?
Right.
I don't know.
Right. No, they would.
For competition, they're saying if the games be played in that state, you have to wear one. I don't think you could mandate that opposing teams wear a mask, even if you're doing it for the teams that reside in the state. I think that's a non-starter, really. And maybe I feel like how much money that those two programs bring to the state as far as the TV contracts and all the stuff that comes with being a college football program. I think they get an exemption if it comes down to it. Mm-hmm. But we'll see.
We'll see. They probably get an extension. All right. 713-780-3776 on ESPN 97.5 and on ESPN 92.5. If you're looking for a great way to listen to us on the south and west sides, get in here. Live at Wildcat Golf Club for the CCA tournament, and that's the Coast Conservation Association of Texas. You can check them out at ccatexas.org. It's a 501c3, which means it's a charity, and they raise money to restock habitat restoration, restock fish. So all kinds of great stuff that they do for our coastline. So great tournament here. I don't know if we're going to get any of the guys in here, Eric or Taylor or anybody in here to talk about it. But we appreciate them having us out here and being a part of this today. I'm going to be playing. Del, you playing?
No, I will be the engineer till 2 for the press box. And then I will pack it up and go home. It'll be a long day.
It's closer for you here.
What do you mean?
Just your ride into
Yeah, it's closer to go. Yeah.
Well, what about the South Shore Harbor next week when we're there?
If I wanted to carry this on my back, I could carry it on my back. It takes like a minute. It's like a 2-minute drive. It'd be an 8-minute walk or something.
So what's your handicap there at South Shore?
I've never played on the course. The only time I've ever been close to the clubhouse is when I drove past it to deliver a pizza in the neighborhood.
That's it.
Yeah. Or if I was did
you not feel welcome there?
I wouldn't know. I wasn't there. I mean, I've done some jogging past it as well. Did I not feel welcome there? Art asked if I would kneel in on the golf course and see if
you want to take a knee out there.
For what reason?
For the
That's what he asked me.
For the national anthem.
They play the national anthem before they tee off?
I would.
I don't think so. He also asked if I was getting looks from people.
No. Well, you do have a T-shirt on, which is not golf.
So do people walking around.
No, one does.
I just saw a guy walking around T-shirt. Lance did too.
No. I'm afraid that it's not acceptable.
But I'm not playing golf. I'm wearing pants.
I'm surprised Lance isn't playing. Oh, that's right.
He can't
lift his arm.
He can't even lift his arm up if he had a young child, to lift the child up. That's how bad he messed himself up.
So, I disagree with the press. I was fun watching football yesterday. Saturday, not so much because
there weren't any good games. Well, no. Except the game you were watching because of the personal relationship. The Texas State game was good.
It was a good game.
Yeah, but there weren't very many games, and that's to be expected. There wasn't a battle. There wasn't a ranked matchup. I mean, Arkansas State, K-State was good. That came down to the last 30 seconds. But there wasn't two teams from the same – well, Georgia Tech and Florida State was close. Wasn't played that well. But as far as the games overall, some teams are outmatched. Others were just teams that a lot of people don't care that much about. So, but as far as what the president tweeted, calling it boring, I mean, I was just happy to watch the games.
Yeah,
I wouldn't call it boring. I was some of the atmosphere is gone without the fans, but the games themselves, were there any? There we had some. The Raiders Carolina was entertaining.
That was good.
Yeah. I mean, the Bengals Chargers. It was a low scoring game, but it came down to the wire. You had the Raiders and the Rams and the Cowboys came down to it. You had the Cardinals and the 49ers. You had competitive games throughout. So oddly enough, shocking, I know to you, John, I'm going to disagree with the president on this one.
What?
I know you're surprised by
there
that.
There is no way you're disagreeing with our president. I've never heard you say that.
Never have.
Anything like that before.
It's the first time.
So that we haven't talked about it. Wow. That's something.
Don't you run this place? Tell them to turn that down.
Yeah. 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 We're just going to have to not do that. This is, we're going to have to not do that anymore.
Okay. I'm just laughing.
Yeah, okay.
Who do we talk to? Where's Elmer?
Oh,
tell your boy.
That's unfortunate. This whole thing is.
And he's long winded, really, too.
Really unfortunate.
How's it sound, Nick?
Yeah. Can we not do that anymore? That's great. That's great. Yeah, Brooke, can you ask Nick not to do that anymore? Because that's really loud in here. Okay, that'd be great. Bianca, would you tell them? Thank you. That's great. Hey, Josh Jacobs.
I'm sorry. I was just waving about the noise. But I am close to being ready to order. Sorry.
No.
Sorry.
Hey.
I got you. Sorry about that. We had a miscommunication. But Josh Jacobs, who was really good in limited carries at Alabama, that was the thing about him. He didn't get a lot of carries there, but he looked explosive when he was there, and that has translated to the NFL. How about, speaking of things, you start questioning coaching decisions already. How about, what's his name? Former Matt Rhule on a fourth and short, not giving the ball to Christian McCaffrey.
Isn't that?
If you're going to run the football.
Well, I like the fullback thing because he's closer to the line. It was a quick hitter. Is Christian McCaffrey built for fourth and one?
If he's your best player, I get it. He's not big, but he's an in between the tackles guy. He's just not simply a scat back. Give the ball to your best player. How many carries did that fullback have?
I didn't mind the call.
I take issue with it only because I know you're trying to hit him quickly, but the fullback has no momentum.
Nick.
And sure, if it's blocked well, he's going to get a first down, but I would trust Christian McCaffrey to make something out of nothing, possibly. And you saw, the fullback, it was stuffed. No, he didn't. No momentum, and it wasn't blocked well. He had no chance. Christian McCaffrey may bounce it to the outside, may be something spectacular.
Well, I wouldn't even mind it was a fake handoff and Bridgewater rolls.
Well, that also includes McCaffrey into the play.
Yes.
It's just. When you have – now, if it's just some guy back there, you want to try the fullback, that's fine. But your best player doesn't touch the football.
Do you think that he's learning, though, about Christian McCaffrey? I mean, obviously, he knows who, and he watched everything. But does he have the same faith in McCaffrey that Ron Rivera did last year?
Yeah. Well, in the offseason, they paid him, right? Didn't that happen this offseason?
Yeah. So it wasn't like – yeah. I mean, you know. I think he's probably going to – hey, did McCaffrey even touch the ball enough anyway?
22 carries, 3 receptions.
That's 25 touches.
26 touches. I don't know. Who knows what his endurance is like early on? Who knows? But the guy that gave it to was what, Alex Arma, the fullback. He had two carries. Now he's a big dude, 6'2", 255. So I get the thought, but nah. Give the ball to my best guy, and if I lose because it's not blocked well, he can't make a play.
The other
I'm
thing
good.
Is, everybody knows where it's going.
Well, you know, apparently deception didn't matter.
Well, and again, I was watching it with Zoe, and he's like, why does everybody bunch everything?
That's the other
in?
Thing. Spread them out.
Spread them out.
He comes from college. Now, Baylor wasn't so high flying, and they ran a version of the spread. Why wouldn't you spread them out? Put McCaffrey in the shotgun. Now, Teddy Bridgewater's not the most agile guy, but you could read option the thing. You could.
No, Nick, come here. Yeah. Oh, you can turn it down in here? Oh, my God. It drowns us out. Thanks, buddy.
Why wouldn't you read option the thing or fake the handoff to McCaffrey from the shotgun and he can leak out? There are multiple things. Why would you bunch up? I don't know. He's a college coach, too, so you would think it would be something he would take to, but he didn't. And,
nope.
Well, whoever the OC is, Joe Brady, that's your guy. Why would Joe Brady do that? That's your boy.
I'm sick. I'm disgusted with Joe Brady right now. I can't even tell you. I'm disgusted with
all that.
Fat Aggie kicker too.
All that spread that he ran, revolutionizing LSU's attack, and then he goes, "I want to run the Les Miles offense when it matters most."
I'm surprised they didn't pitch it to him and have him run up the middle.
Probably would have been better off.
Time to talk. You know what? I got to call HR on him. HRP.net 281-880-6525. Those are our guys. We love HR and P. We've had them here for years. They can't be better to us or for us and for our business. It is a huge difference. We had another payroll company when we first started the business, and we went, wow, not very good. Oh, by the way, they wouldn't adjust. When we tripled our staff, they were like, yeah, so it still costs. We were like, nah. When you buy in bulk, yeah, guess what? A company that has 5,000 employees isn't going to pay the same as a company that has 15 employees. That's just math. And HRMP realizes that, and they will customize their plan for you because everybody is different. Every business is different. So let them come and give you their plan. And you know what? The transformation can be so smooth at the beginning of the year that it'll be seamless. All you got to do is go to HRP.net, 281-880-6525. If during these tough times you're not completely satisfied with your payroll company, go with ours. 281-880-6525 or HRP.net.
Your home for sports is ESPN 97.5. This is a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow, live from Wildcat Golf Club on Almeda. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's John Granato.
Damn it, I had a chance to pick up Naheem Hines. And before yesterday, and I went with Jerick McKinnon instead, and now Marlon Mack is out. McKinnon got a couple points.
Did he score a touchdown yesterday?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he's not going to be nearly.
Naheem Hines.
For a guy that went there and they paid all that money to, Jerick McKinnon has been.
Well, he's been injured.
But
I think I saw this is the first time he's on the football field in 900 days. I think I saw that.
Well, and he got some touches, so that was nice.
Yeah. And how Marlon Mack's out for.
Looks like could be the season with an Achilles.
Oof. So they did draft Jonathan Taylor, so they do have some depth there. And Naheem Hines will probably be the guy until Jonathan Taylor is a full go for them. As maybe their lead back, but I'm trying to think of any major injuries besides that. Broken collarbone for Leighton Vander Esch, the Cowboys linebacker. So that was a major one. I don't know how long he'll be out, but thankfully or fortunately no quarterback injuries to speak of. But I think Marlon Mack may be the biggest one so far as guys who are now done for the year. There's another guy who I saw go down, Blake Jarwin. Was it him who – was it the Cowboys tight end who went down no contact in that game too? I'll look it up. But I think Marlon Mack's the biggest name so far.
Yeah, when you go to no contact going down, that's the worst.
Yep, Blake Jarwin's out for the year. Tore his ACL. Oh, possible. The report is two free. Yep, Blake Jarwin out for the year. They fear he tore his ACL. So, yeah, the Cowboys lost two major contributors early. Now, Leighton Vander Esch may be back from the collarbone, but looks like Blake Jarwin's done. And that's rough.
That's I hate to see the Cowboys have a pass interference like that and have any injuries to him.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure you did.
Yeah.
No, that was rough for you.
What about Adrian Peterson getting some carries in the first? I mean, he's been with them for, what, 2 days?
It's a running back. How hard is it?
It ain't that hard. Yeah. Here, you run off left tackle. That'll be fine.
Now, he's not a pass-catching threat, but he went 14 for 93, so he's still Adrian Peterson. Unfortunately for him, DeAndre Swift in the game and dropped the ball.
Yeah. All the guys that trade at big names, Peterson, Cam Newton, Tom Brady, Phillip Rivers, Teddy Bridgewater, DeAndre Hopkins, Stephon Diggs, Todd Gurley, Jamal Adams, and Emmanuel Sanders.
Stephon Diggs got a win. I don't remember exactly
how. Jamal Adams looked good in a win.
Yeah.
Todd Gurley looked good.
Eight for 86 for Stephon Diggs, so probably would have been more. I'm sure Josh Allen skied a couple balls over his head.
You're going to rank him, and we probably go DeAndre Hopkins looked the best.
DeAndre, then Cam.
Then Cam or Jamal Adams?
I didn't see much of Jamal Adams.
I
saw plenty of Cam, unfortunately. And efficient, I think 15 for 18. Didn't ask him to throw the ball down the field very much. Intermediate stuff and some short stuff playing off the play action because of their run game. Rushed for over 200 yards, and he had 75 carries and a touchdown. Nearly got his chain snatched by the Dolphins. That pissed him off, I guess, quite a bit. But I think Cam, as far as performance and what that meant to him, considering kind of left for dead in Carolina, that was big time for him. Big time.
I'm going to say Brady and Rivers had the worst debuts with their new teams. Emmanuel Sanders actually caught a few passes. That wasn't too bad.
No.
Adrian Peterson got a couple of runs. Teddy Bridgewater actually. You know what? The Panthers are going to be okay.
Yeah. I mean, as much as we were talking about Joe Brady's play call, scored 30 points in the game, right? In his first time coordinating a team, Teddy Bridgewater, 270, a touchdown. Christian McCaffrey almost 100 yards. So as far as, well, that's another guy who got his debut, Joe Brady. Teddy Bridgewater and Joe Brady did pretty well together. And now they had some time together in New Orleans when was Brady an analyst? What was he? What was his official title?
He was passing game coordinator.
In New Orleans?
Or no, that was what he was at LSU.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, just an assistant.
Maybe.
I don't know what he was.
Yeah, so they have some comfort level there. So as far as the big-name coordinator, Joe Brady, last call aside, did pretty well. So a lot of new faces.
Yeah, let's not forget that's his first game calling plays,
too. I'm not crushing him. I think overall you put up 30 points in your first time calling plays. You did really well.
I'm convinced Bill O'Brien will take over the play calling. Was there anything to that with the Texans against – listen, the Chiefs are just better. I don't care who was calling the plays for the Texans offensively and defensively. The Chiefs are just better. And that's going to be the same case that against the Ravens here. Now, you are comparable to the Steelers, so you shouldn't go in there and get your ass kicked. You are comparable to the Minnesota Vikings. You shouldn't be getting your ass kicked, especially at home in week four when these guys and when these coordinators are – they're going to start 0-2. There is no doubt. And I don't even know that it's going to be competitive. If it is, and God forbid it. No, not God forbid, but God, if they win, that'll be really, really saying something about where we all think this team is compared to where they are. But is there something to these coordinators not having a preseason, having to go into this right away, and you know what should we have expected?
They're at a giant disadvantage. Yet you mentioned the no preseason. Not even just that, the virtual meetings. How much time did you actually spend on the field, repping stuff? And you're playing two of the best teams in football. Everything's against them going forward. It's not a great way to start your careers doing it. So I think it can play a part. But you look to Carolina. Joe Brady didn't have the same. Now he's playing the Raiders. There's a different level, and you're at home in this one. But he did just fine. I mean, I'm not making any judgments on either one of them, considering the opponent and all the scenarios. But I don't think Tim Kelly is long for that job. Maybe he doesn't officially get the play calls taken away. But another performance where you score 7 points when the game's in the balance, a couple more of those, and we're going to start to hear the sources talking about Bill O'Brien taking a more active role in play calling. Because right now they'll probably tell you, oh, Bill's always going to be involved. I think it'll get more active if we have a couple more performances like that.
I don't care if it was Bill O'Brien, if it was Bill Belichick calling the defense, if it was Andy Reid calling the plays. They weren't beating the Chiefs.
No.
It wasn't about plays and play calling. So Tim Kelly and Anthony Weaver can't take a bunch of crap for this week about that.
The problem is, it's not a scheme thing. It is a lack of ability and talent thing, which is something you can't correct. Not over a season.
How do you think Billy O and Jack Easterby were watching that Arizona game yesterday? They weren't watching it, first of all.
No, they probably weren't watching it at all. But
man, that speed that he was playing at, his determination.
14 catches. The next closest Cardinal was 4 with Larry Fitzgerald.
8 first downs.
He's still the focal point of another offense. And they'll tell you that they have a plan. There's a culture change. But we know, health being there, he's going to go off this entire year. We can go by the subtweets to know there's a motivation. Even excluding the positive things he would say when actually asked directly, but the subtweets say something else when he tweets out grateful afterwards. He is going to go off as long as he's healthy. That offense will cater to him. They're going to throw him the ball just as many times as Deshaun did, if not more. What's he going to go for? 120 as far as receptions are concerned, something along those lines, if not more. It's going to be a comparison week to week. And, hey, credit the Texans to – wide receiver acquisitions. 4 catches compared to 14.
For more money. Costs more money than D-Hop.
Well, certainly this year. And then throw in Kenny Stills, who was part of the trade.
Oh, stop.
Another.
We're not throwing in Kenny Stills. He's a throw-in in every.
He's a throw-in in a trade.
Second-round
pick. Kenny Stills. No. $7 million, Kenny Stills.
You're disgusting me.
No, I'm not. That's not my I didn't sign the contract. I mean, I didn't sign the agreement to make the trade.
Nick, get your boy.
It's not my boy.
Nick, get your boy. I want to talk about Colt. Hey, do you want to – Del, me and you, we go play golf.
No.
All right.
This isn't about –
we drink some Coors Light.
And it's not about Coors Light. It's about you.
Playing golf, drinking Coors Light. It's the official beer of playing golf. I mean, holy crap, do you think that there will be some Coors Lights thrown down today? Yeah, right out here at Wildcat.
You have a count?
How many beers do you think?
I'm not going to limit you.
That I've had at Wildcat Golf Club in my life.
I think the number is infinity.
No, it's not infinity. No, there's a limit.
It is infinity.
There is a real number.
Not really, because it's not stopping. It's not like you're stopping.
No, that the I number, have had.
The number's infinity.
I mean, I think it's too high to count, but okay. And here's the deal. It's Texas chill, baby. I mean, you think we didn't have some this weekend? We were watching some games. Texas chill. Watching it on the couch. Watching some games. Going to see my peeps over at Luling's. Throwing down some Coors Lights. Watching and having some fun with my peeps. Texas chill. 12 ounces. 16 ounces. A 12-pack is 144 ounces of Texas chill. Whenever you're barbecuing, whenever you're golfing. I mean, you just chill, and you have yourself some cold, clean, crisp, refreshing Coors Light. It's the world's most refreshing beer. Pick some up, and you will agree, the world's most refreshing beer, Coors Light.
ESPN 97.5. Please stand by.
This is a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow. Live from Wildcat Golf Club on Almeda, this is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Here's John Granato.
Welcome back here, 1046 ESPN 97.5. We've got a caller. Let's get that before we get to news of the weird. Stacy wants to get in here and talk about the Texans. What do you say, Stacy?
Well, I was just wondering, what do you think about a woman such as myself breastfeeding while watching the Texans game at Buffalo Wild Wings? Would that offend you?
No, nothing offends me.
What can I ask you a question, Stacy? Does it offend you that Eric Wong asks you to call with his bits? Does that offend you?
Oh, your voice offends me, Dale.
Well, you still didn't answer the question, Stacy.
Yeah, Stacy.
When Eric tells you, when Eric rolls over after not satisfying you and then tells you to call in, do you appreciate it? You're like, Eric, just leave me alone. You were bad last night. You're bad this morning. Does that ever cross your mind?
Do you have midget porn?
We don't say that word here.
Hey, how weak was that D after the Cowboys lost?
Was it unenthusiastic what happened after the Cowboys lost?
You got a big D, but...
So you admit it's an Eric Wong call, right?
Yeah.
At first, you would never admit it, so thank you for admitting that. We got you, Stacy. Unlike Eric, who never holds you down. It's unfortunate.
Like Asian chicks.
All right, we're done with Stacy. Thank you.
That's it.
And no, I don't have an issue with Asian women, excuse me. They're attractive, just like all women. Thank you. Do you think she enjoyed that particular call or not? I think we're just going to drill down on Eric Wong every time she calls in.
That's all.
Stacy, Jessica, Jennifer,
I'm
it's all
sure
the
Eric
same
Wong
thing.
We'll shut that down.
Yeah.
Right?
Your Cowboys suck, Eric Wong. Take that.
Yeah, how about that?
Nice job.
All right, we're done with that. So a judge is calling for rounded knives because he wants to stop stabbing deaths. He wants the points of kitchen knives to be rounded and blunted to reduce the number of young men dying from stab wounds in street attacks.
Wait a minute, so if
you round off a knife, a kitchen knife, that means nobody's going to get stabbed.
What does he mean?
Aren't there enough knives in the world that
a kitchen knife isn't going to stop stab? I guess convenience is a thing, but what does he mean by rounded off? Is he going to make it a blunt thing? Because even if it's rounded off, if you jab something into someone, it's going to cause a puncture.
Yeah.
So what does he mean by rounded off?
Rounded off the tip. So it's not.
I get it's not as sharp, yeah. But look, this key is rounded off,
and you can still puncture.
But with the length of a knife, it's still going to puncture someone.
And you're too dumb to be a judge. Oh wow! Look at this. In Chicago, multiple overdoses have been connected to a man handing out free heroin. Well, duh.
Oh, thanks for that investigation.
You're kidding, right?
But who's handing out free heroin,
dude?
That's a money making opportunity.
He's a philanthropist.
That guy's not a businessman. You got heroin.
Oh, really?
Samples?
Listen, that's how you get people hooked. You get free samples.
I feel like heroin has the reputation that you don't need to convince people of it.
If you're going to do heroin, yeah, you're probably a heroin.
And
person.
By the way, he's giving away too much because he's killing people. Right? Isn't that the story?
Right.
So he's not getting repeat business.
He's a poor businessman.
I told you he's a bad businessman. He's not getting any money for it, and he's killing his clientele.
Poor, poor, poor businessman. Kim Kardashian sent out a picture of her toes.
Someone who's no longer with us likes pretty feet, but he's not here.
He's no longer
I don't
with,
care about
he's
feet.
He's no longer with us.
So she just sent
rest
a
in peace.
Thirst trap of feet?
Well, I think people thought that she had six toes.
What?
Yeah.
Why did they think that? Other than the fact that she had six
toes. I thought
that
there was a picture where she had some weird toe thing going on.
I feel like as much as she's been in public and pictures have been taken of her, we would have seen the best. Well, and she's done some stuff on video that we've seen, we would know about the six toes.
Yeah, but you weren't looking at her toes during that video.
That's true. It's not. John, I never saw the video.
I've never seen the video either.
No. But I wouldn't be looking at her toes anyway. So you make a point there. But I don't think, considering what that family has done to their bodies, she would have got rid of that thing. You think she would have allowed a six toe to hang around?
No, she adds that booty on.
No,
she's gonna.
We're in public. You still gonna do this?
Yeah,
that's on. By the way,
I don't. What? Kim Kardashian's got a big booty. I don't know if anybody heard.
Oh boy,
I'm not sure if you heard.
It's not that comfortable when you do it in private. It's less. It's more uncomfortable when people can just look and go, "What did he say?"
Did anyone know that?
Yeah, I'm just turning this down. I'm just going to turn this down.
There is a picture of Kim Kardashian, and it does look like she has six toes.
Yeah, there was a picture of her from before.
How long ago?
It was a couple, maybe even a couple of years old.
Huh. I would imagine if that became a public thing, that would have got corrected. What is that, just a plate full of remnants of cheese? What was he walking
around with? It looked like cheese or egg yolk or I don't know what it was.
Oh.
But Tim ate. We know that.
We saw that.
Want to eat. Pope Francis is the greatest pope ever.
What did he say?
He said sex and eating are divine pleasures sent by God. How does the pope know about all that?
Someone probably talked to him about it.
Probably. I mean, people
like
sex. Was
he always a priest?
And you know what? He's a sharp guy. Hey, I think people like this thing.
Yeah, but was he always a priest? Didn't he have a time before being a priest where he might have engaged in the carnal?
As a matter of fact, he almost got married.
So there it is. He knows.
Yeah.
He knows the deal.
He did. I don't know that he ever.
I'm going to say yes.
I don't think he did. I don't think he did.
So when did he become a priest? How old was he? Do we know that?
He was in his early 20s, but I saw a movie about him that he did. He actually was almost got married.
But he was celibate until then?
Yeah.
Oh,
pretty
okay.
sure. Pretty sure.
So maybe God gave him the word, hey, it's pretty good. You sure about this?
Yeah.
You sure?
This is good stuff. And he's like, yeah, I'm sure. Because I love God, okay? Pope loves God.
So he put something on a pedestal, but it wasn't what we normally put on the pedestal.
No, it wasn't Kim Kardashian.
No.
And her toes.
No.
Daniel Snyder says Washington football team could become a permanent name.
Huh.
Huh.
I mean, it doesn't it'll take some time to have that roll off the tongue. But I wonder if it's because he doesn't want to pay the guy who has the name he really wants.
You know what? I think he's going to make it for as long as possible, sell as many jerseys.
That's the other aspect of it.
And helmets or whatever, and then change it again and then make more money.
Can he get off selling merchandise for a couple years, maybe more? Because normally I think it takes 5 years. Now, this is special circumstances. But normally NFL, once you make a uniform change, it's a five-year process before you can get another one. And then you even – and in the middle of that process, you have to inform the NFL, and it has to be a two-year thing so they can get all the branding and stuff ready to go. I can see him going multiple years with this, particularly if people take to it and buy them. And I don't mind the helmet. It just has the numbers of the players in the yellow. It's not a bad helmet.
It's not a bad look.
No.
No, the whole thing's not a bad look. Opa-locka, Florida, Dell. You'll be glad to know after 13 years. Opa-locka, Florida has overturned a ban on saggy pants.
Why would I care?
I don't know.
The baggy pants thing was a thing in high school for me, but I'm way past the point of that mattering at all.
Well.
I mean, I'm glad that young men and women, I guess, whoever wants to wear saggy pants, was it banned like you go to jail if you do it or you just get a fine?
I think you probably get a fine.
Well, I'm glad the government has decided the level of your pants does it means you don't have to get fined. I'm glad that's over, but it doesn't affect me. I got a belt on. I know I'm not wearing slacks or golf shorts, whatever they're called, or a collared shirt, but my pants are at the right position. I'm good.
Yeah. I don't think it's a young kid thing. It's not just an African American thing anymore.
Yeah, I know. I got you. I'm just saying.
Right.
I've seen
it's still racist.
What?
It's still racist AF.
That's
true. The ban on baggy pants.
And we're going to fine you guys for that. I get it. But I'm glad people can wear the pants at any level they like without having to pay for it.
Well, I don't want to see your ass. I don't want to see any.
Actually, John, I don't want to see your ass either. So.
No, right?
Yeah.
I know. If you're a guy, pull your pants up. I don't want to see your ass.
If you're a guy, pull your pants up.
That's what I said.
So you're okay if a woman walks around with saggy pants? Doesn't it?
I like tight pants better, but okay.
And doesn't it always matter what you look like, though?
That's right. Oh yeah, remember that French beach?
Oh.
Where they had they were banning topless
because.
I'm pretty sure
because
I can tell you how they look.
Yeah, well.
You can keep yours off. You put one
on. It's a public health issue.
You put one on.
It's a public health issue.
You put yours on. What does she look like? 1056 ESPN 97.5. We're done. Press box is next. They're right here.
Where's Joel? I see Charlie.
Charlie's here, but Joel is lazy. The guys will be joining you next. I want to tell you about Champion Energy. I'm switching mine over right now to Champion Energy because it – well, I'm switching it over because I'm moving. I'm moving, and I will switch, and it'll be so easy. All you do is make a phone call, bing, 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 it's done. That's the only time I've ever had to call Champion Energy, and yet they're number one in customer service. Number one in customer service, but I've never I don't know why, because you never, ever, ever need to use them, their customer service line, because your service is always perfect. Look, if you're looking for a great way to save money and the best in customer service, there's one place to go. Champion.energy/1560, champion.energy/1560.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
Big color, bigger savings. Sherwin-Williams Super Sale is here. Get 40% off paints and stains June 5th through the 11th with prices starting at $30.89. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.